I'm curious, have you been spinning your wheels when you're trying to cut your expenses so you can save more, pay off your debt more quickly, or just invest more? And even though you've done what you're trying to do, you can only cut expenses so far, right? And then you just find yourself stuck because you've cut your expenses, but yet you haven't freed up the money like you thought you would. But what if you were to make more money? Making more money is going to accelerate getting to those financial goals faster and really being able to save more and pay off your debt more quickly and invest more for retirement. But how do you go about it when there's different options? It can be overwhelming. They don't really take into consideration your specific situation. So what do you do? How do you navigate this? That is exactly what I'm going to cover today. I'm going to give you insights and tips so you can go out there and make more money with confidence, with ease, and without the overwhelm. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. Today, we're going to be focusing on the ins and outs of making money. We're going to focus on four critical areas that really help you make sure that you're aligned with what you need in your household, make sure that it embraces your skills, your strengths, your knowledge, as well as the things that you need to consider when deciding that you're wanting to make more money. What other things that you need to consider? Because at the end of the day, we want to work smarter, not harder. And I want you to imagine for a moment you doing what you do best. Maybe you are frugal, and maybe you are very diligent with your budget and making sure that you stick to your budget as best as possible, that you cut the expenses as much as you can. But what you're noticing is that even though you're wanting to save and you're working on saving towards purchasing that future home, it's been slow. It's not getting there as fast as you want to. And as life goes on, it gets frustrating, it gets overwhelming because you're doing all the right things. And you're, as time goes on, you are realizing that, let's say, and this is just an example, that people are asking you, hey, help me speak Spanish. And so you decide, what about if I give some Spanish lessons, if I tutor en español? And as you start doing that, you are leveraging your skills and what you like to do. In this example, that you want to help others learn Spanish, and you start generating some income, and people are loving you, and you have a steady stream of students and therefore income. And then you're able to save more and faster, and as well as you don't have to be as strict with your budget. So life looks promising, and you feel and you see that you're going to get to your goal faster this way. I share this with you because this is possible for you. Maybe it's not teaching Spanish or giving tutoring lessons in Espanol. Maybe it's something else for you. Whatever that may be, I just want to make sure that you take into consideration these four factors, these four tips when you're doing this, because I want you to work smarter, not harder. Number one, you need to decide if earning more income is what you need right now. Why do I say that? You may think, well, that is obvious. Well, that's why I'm listening to this episode. You want to consider what is going on in your house, and you want to consider the time that you have or the time that you don't have. You want to consider what exactly is going on financially. And so you want to make sure that you're really deciding that now is the time. Right. I hope that you decide now is the time, but you don't want to just make this decision just based on feeling like you have a lack of, but rather diving in and making the decision with a purpose, with intention, not with the fear of, well, I need to make more money because we don't have enough, right? That's why I address this. So that's number one. Number two is you want to understand your interests, your strengths. For example, maybe you have some hobby that you really enjoy, crafts, or like me, I enjoy photography. Or maybe it's more knowledge-based where you tutor, whether in Espanol, or maybe math is something you're really good at, or some other things. Maybe you're freelancing, writing. Again, freelancing can be photography. Freelancing can be different things. You can teach community workshops, classes that really maybe be about a craft that you like, or crafting, or cooking, or maybe you're teaching fitness classes, or maybe you have a really a knack for being for organization, and maybe you are able to go in people's homes and really declutter and help them organize it better and just look better. Or maybe you're a musician and you can teach piano or some sort of instrument or singing. If that's you, I need your help. But anyways, so you want to look at, you know, again, we have hobbies-based interests and strengths. We have knowledge-based. We also have the gig economy-based types of possibilities to earn more money. And that could be the Uber Eats, the babysitting, dog walking, those type of things. There's also the shared economy based type of way to make money, which includes renting out a room like Airbnb, or sometimes renting out a car. There's a site called Turo you may be aware of. And depending on where you live, parking spaces. Like if you live in a big city that parking is scarce, hello, DC. Maybe it's tools or equipment that people need, but they don't necessarily want to buy because they don't use it often. So, but maybe you have it where you can rent out that. So those are just some things. Or maybe you live in a touristy area and you can provide some unique experiences, whether a tour guide, maybe hosting a cultural experience, or even teaching some sort of local skill or craft that's really traditional or for that area. So I'm hoping that me, as I'm speaking and sharing this, that gives you some thoughts, some ideas. Then there's also the online side hustle. That's another way to make money. And this can include selling on eBay, Craigslist. It can be becoming a virtual assistant. It can be online surveys. And just be careful with those things. There are those possibilities. Another aspect of making money is just maybe even considering investing in learning and something that maybe you wanted to learn that you felt like you would really be good at. And this could be some digital skills, freelancing, that maybe coding, because, you know, the tech field is a big thing, digital marketing, graphic design, you know, those high demand techie digital skills, data analysis. And so you want to consider those things if that's of interest to you, especially if they're high demand on digital skills. That's another way to make money. You can also look into certifications and courses that can be completed with just a short few months. It could be from project management to maybe social media marketing to learning a new language that can open up some freelance and just consulting opportunities. Or you can look into micro consulting where maybe you have an expertise in a particular area and you can offer those micro consulting services. With micro consulting, you're just providing those specific solutions to businesses, individuals. So those are some ideas, and I'm hoping that helps you think about your own situation, your own strengths, your own skill set, your own interests, that you can come up with something. So that's number two. Number three, you want to, again, I've mentioned this like a few times, you want to work smarter, not harder. So you, before you just dive into making money, you want to know how much is it that you need. Because time is of the essence. I'm sure you're probably busy. So you want to know in tangible numbers how much money is it that you need to go towards those goals, whether it's you're trying to build up that emergency fund, whether you're trying to get out of debt, whether it's investing, whether it's a little bit of all those things. So what would make sense that you could earn on a monthly basis that would really go a long way for getting to where you need to be? So you want to look at that, and that way you can work backwards in terms of, okay, this is how much you need, but you need a tangible number. Again, you don't want to be just diving in and working because if you don't have an idea of what you need, then chances are you don't have a plan for that money, and therefore you're working, getting that extra income, and then it disappears. Because if you don't have a plan for the money, that's what happens. That's just the reality for everyone. So that's number three. Number four, just picking something that is simple and makes sense for you. Take into consideration your time, take into consideration what's going on in your family. Just keep, you don't want to overcomplicate your life, because when you overcomplicate your life, that what you're doing to make extra money is not necessarily going to stick, or it's just going to make matters, for lack of another word, just more complicated for you. So what can you do to not spread yourself so thin? Because granted, we have ambition and we want to do all these things, but we don't want to spread ourselves too thin. We want to make sure that we take care of ourselves as well. When I say that, I think of picking something that would generate also income a little more quickly. So for example, I mentioned that I like photography, but I wouldn't necessarily choose that. If I'm needing some quick turnaround money, I wouldn't necessarily choose that to generate income, because I would have to establish clientele. And so there's a process. So you want to think about doing, depending on what you need, if you need quick turnaround income, what can you do that makes money instantly? Maybe a blog is not going to make money instantly. Over time, it could create that passive income. So what is it that you're needing? And make sure you keep it simple. Some other things to consider is, how many hours a week will it take to earn that money? So you've already, I mentioned earlier, you want to know how much a month that you need in a weekly basis. How many hours do you need to work to get to that desired goal, right? Does it fit in your current schedule? Think about that. Does it really make sense? Are you pushing yourself too much? Do you need something that's more flexible on hours? Like, what does that look like for you? And I said it earlier, but just make sure that you have a purpose for that money. Make sure you have a plan for that extra money that you're going to be bringing in. Because if not, as I said earlier, it's just going to disappear. So before you even start earning money, you want to make sure, okay, I'm going to do this, but I want to make sure that I have a plan set aside. So what is this extra money, whether if it's a couple hundred dollars a month extra, $500, whatever it is, how am I going to use this money, right? How am I going to, what is that plan? Is it all going to go to savings? Is a portion going to go to savings and then to the credit card? Is it going to be whatever it is for you? Make sure you have a purpose for that money. I hope you have found this episode helpful. The reality is, when we are living in just a time of overwhelm, of stress, it's hard to think clearly. It's hard to make those decisions because we don't have a clear head. We have too much fog, if you will, going on in your brain. So I hope this helped you just maybe have a light bulb moment, help you think more clearly as to what you want to do, how you want to go about it. So let's go ahead and recap what we talked about today. We talked about four different things that we need to make sure we consider when we want to make that extra money. Number one is to make sure that it makes sense for this time in your life, to identify that you do need to make that extra money. Number two is, you want to make sure that you know and identify your skills, your strengths that really are aligned with what you want to do. Like, so know your strengths, and then from there, and skills, and from there, choose something that you can do to make money. And then you want to know how much exactly you need. You don't want to go dive in blind. You want to know exactly how much you need, and you want to make sure that it serves a purpose, and you want to make sure that you don't overcomplicate things. Keep things simple. And that is it. So let me know if you have any questions, if you need me to clarify anything. Definitely send me a message on Instagram or just send me an email. So if you're on my email list, you'd know how to get in contact with me. But yes, I would love to hear from you. If you're needing support with what we talked about today when it comes to earning more money, in my undated digital money planner, it can help you do that. It can help you gain the clarity that you need so that way you can be more efficient with your time and really reach those goals faster and really make sure that you pick something that you can earn more money with that makes sense for you. If you haven't checked it out yet, you can do so at jenhemphill.com/planner. That is jenhemphill.com/planner. And for being a valued listener, you can use the code REINA, REINA, that's REINA, for 10% off. Next week, we continue with this four-part series with part three of this series of what you should be focusing on financially in 2024. And we're going to be talking about saving and saving purposely, saving with intention. So stay tuned and don't miss it. So that is it for today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. There's a lot of podcasts that you can tune in that you could be tuning into, but you chose this one. So I really appreciate it. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/382. That is jenhemphill.com/382. Remember that being the reina starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Chao.